Okay, tonight is part three of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's names. And tonight we're going to answer the questions, the problems, the confusion that we had. And that's here in Ois Gimel, which I believe we started, I think we're up to page 12, in the middle of Ois Gimel. Let's repeat what we discussed till now, the issues we had. And I think when we finish in 15 or 20 minutes, you'll feel that whatever confusion was set up by the Kuzari, there's some clarity. The confusion was in two parts. First of all, why God needs two names. The word that Elohim for God's name is somehow used for Avodah Zarah too. And the whole idea of Elokeho Elohim, the God of the gods, seems to indicate that he's like the most valuable player, you know, like there are a bunch of them and he's the best. Which is, of course, not the intention. So that was one set of problems with Elohim. The other problem was saying that Hashem has a proper name. Hashem, that the Havaya name, is somehow God's name, like Reuven Shimon, he said. And the question is how a unique being could have any proper name. If you have people, you have to give a name to each person. Like I mentioned, the stars, you give each star a name. The sun is just the sun. Nobody gives a name to the sun. The sun is only, there's only one sun, that we observe. And, therefore, the question of what it means, Hashem's proper name, I think these are the two issues that we had in the beginning. And he answers them both here and explains in a very clear way. So we're going to learn, I think a side or two of what he says, and then I'll try to sum it up. According to the Pshat of Deutzer Nichma. Deutzer Nichma and Kol Yehuda differ here in the Pshat Pirish. I'm going to go with the Deutzer Nichma. Well, he's going to get to the other names. So far, he only dealt with those names. It's a separate name, Kael is. In the list of names, Kael is a separate name. We said Elohim is Kol Yachol, and Kael is strength, so it's obviously, there is some sort of relationship.
Is Aleph Hei Yud Hei considered a name?
That's a Yesh Omer Mishulchan Aruch, that Ek is an eighth name, proper name, Tokadosh Baruch Hu. So I guess there's not a disagreement in the Rishonim already, as to that name. So now we're dealing with the two names, and we say it every time. We say, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu. We always say, Hashem Elokeichem, MS, Yeshem Elokeichem, right? We say Hashem Elokeichem. We always put the two together. And I think when we complete what we read here, it'll be helpful. I'd just like to give one more small hagdama, and that is that it's known as a fundamental idea in Yiddishkeit that there's an idea of emunah pshuta and emunah yidei chakira. There's an idea of emunah yidei chakira, meaning a intellectual, philosophical faith in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which comes from thought. And there's an emunah pshuta, which means a simple emunah, faith in the God of our forefathers. And typically, there appears to be a difference of opinion among the Rishayim as to which is the primary idea. The Rambam says that for Anashim Pshutim, certainly for Ketanim, he says women as well, emunah pshuta is the way to go. But for Balei Chachma, Balei Seichel, the Rambam endorses the idea of Emunah Yidei Chakira, which of course needs guidelines. So the Kuzari here has sort of a middle ground between the two ideas. So I'd like to read through the explanation that he gives here. I'd like to try to do the whole, at least the two or three sides, and then, not the whole piece, but a good piece of it, and then try to put together what he said. Okay, on page 12, V'chein Anshei HaKadmus, the last thing we talked about was the idea of the steady state theory, which I got sidetracked into last time. What he's saying here is that there's an idea of Rayas Ruchniyas, an idea of Amunah through Rayas, sitting in your armchair and pondering the universe. He says that misleads people, because good people who logically ponder everything they see can come to different conclusions. Now they'll all say that there's a creator. He's not dealing in a time where there were atheists in the world. But he says you can come to different conclusions. Can Anshei HaKadmus mihaviyim lemer b'kadmus haGilgal? What led them to come to a conclusion that the world, that the universe has always been, that the Gilgal, or the heavenly bodies, are the cause. Elaharayos, they dealt with philosophical rayos, thoughts. Some concluded that the sun is the supreme being. People who ponder philosophically can come to different conclusions. Some philosophically delve into things deeper and deeper, and some in a more shallow way. And the most examining of all the chakirais is the Greek philosophy. And they, through their philosophical thoughts, came to a conclusion about God. God is so elevated that he really doesn't care much about what happens down here. He won't do good to us or damage us. He doesn't care about our prayers or our karbanos. Not if we serve him or we rebel against him. And that the world has always been. And in the pondering God, there's no first name to God. If somebody sits in an armchair and thinks about what the Creator is like, you can't give God a name. You can give him anything you want, but you can't say this is God's name. Just like you can't look at a picture of someone and you give him the name. The name has to be from the person himself. So if the whole emunah comes from pondering philosophically a Creator, then there's just Elohim, the name, or Elohim, if they're of the Avodah Zarah. But somebody who connected to Hashem on a personal level, so tonight he's talking about a philosophical appreciation of God. He says, someone, Shama Devarav, enough, you hear his God's words, Vitzivuim, his commandments, Hazarasai Vigamulai Al Ha'avaida, V'anche Al Ha'aveira, and who has received the Torah, V'kari Yaisi B'Shem, Noida Kinu Lizeh Shadibar Imai. Then he'll have a name to the person who he addresses, who spoke to him. V'emetz Etzlai, and it'll be true to him, Shu Bayres Ha'aylam, Acher Shalai Hoya. He created the world after at a time when it didn't exist. Utchilas Adam, the first person who had a personal connection to God is Adam. Lohaya de Hashem lulei dibra imai. Adam didn't have a philosophical knowledge of God. He had a personal knowledge. Vigamulai va'inshay v'shabar lechava mitzalaisav. He went to sleep. He woke up. There was chava next to him. He knew that it came from God. V'nizbar lo'i shubari ha'ilam. For remez loy bedibur ubitmus v'kaira oisei Hashem. V'lonei zeh hayanishar Hashem Elokim. Shem is barer mahu. The name Elokim is for the philosophical appreciation of God. You don't know what he is. Mu echad? Is there one God? A yosem echad? We are deach halakim umlay. If he's aware of the different things that go on or not. So here he's really making his statement. The difference between Hashem and Elokim, or Elokeinu, he's making this statement. Elokim is the philosophical appreciation that there's a God, that there's a Kol Yachal. Now that you can come through without a Navi, and without ever having spoken to God, just sitting and pondering in an armchair and thinking honestly about the world, a person comes to a conclusion that there's a God. Now what image does he give God? That depends on the person. On how his train of thought is. So some said there's one God, some said there are many gods, some said God cares about the world, he doesn't care about the world. The point is the word Elikim comes to that God that intellect would conceive or would come to a conclusion that he exists. The name Hashem, the Shem Havaya, is the personal God who gave a Torah, who met, who Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov identified with, who Nevi'im knew. So we say Hashem Elokeinu. Hashem is the personal name to the Rabbi Nishal Olam. Elokeinu, who is our name for the God that intellect says exists, that philosophical says exists. Hashem, exactly. The pasuk Hashem Elokim is exactly fits what he's saying. Hashem Hu Elokim. Intellectually, we say there's got to be a creator, a prime mover. And who is he? Hashem, who Elokim. Hashem is that God. So he's Elokei Olehim.
Which is the part that's philosophical? Which is the part that's...
You tell me. You tell me. The philosophical part is Elohim.
Yeah.
And because philosophically you say there's got to be a creator. And then who is he? What is he like? Well, Torah mitzvahs. He can't sit in an armchair and come to the conclusion of Torah mitzvahs. So therefore, you have to say Hashem appeared and gave Torah and mitzvahs.
So in the Asharsa Dibros, why does it say Lo Yelecha Elokim Achirim Al Ponai?
It says Lo Yelecha Elohim Achirim. It's perfect. Lo Yelecha Elohim Achirim. Elohim are the gods that are conceived in the minds of man. Man, thinking honestly and intellectually, comes to a conclusion that there's a God. But what his commandments are, that's only if you touch God, if you have a person. There's a personal God, and there's the philosophical concept of God. Elohim is the name for the God that we recognize intellectually, philosophically, with what we call Amunah Ede Chakira. Hashem is the God from we have Amunah Pshuta, who he has passed down to us from the Avais, from our forefathers who stood at Sinai, from the Nevi'im. So that Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu. Hashem Elohim is it's a statement, a personal name to the God that intellectually we know has to exist. That's essentially what he's saying, and it really explains Taich. When you Taich the Chumash, Elokei Elokei Elohim, you come now to an understanding. Why would God's name be used for Avodah Zarah? Because of this idea that when man comes to the conclusion there's a God, that's called Elohim or Elohim, depending on which direction a person goes. That's essentially the idea. He traces it now through the generations. Briefly, he says, Ach kakayim vehevel yadu, ach shekablu me'aviyem, b'riyah nevuz, ach kach noyach, ach kach v'rom yitzav v'yakev ad Moshe, u'mishahoya acharav me'aviyem, achareyim me'aviyem, Ukuru Haim Hashem Kuriyasam. And in their personal connection to God, they saw the name Havaya. Vikuru Ha'ama Makablin Mehem Behemunasam Oisam. And the people who in their faith connected to Hashem called him Hashem. Bavoja Dibray Hanagasai Dovak Bivne Adam Yudvekim Hasgula Bivne Adam Bai. Achim Rayim Oisai. All the different visions the Nevi'im refer to are personal visions. They're not a person thinks of this image. They're personal visions, or the Klai saw at Har Sinai, Eish and Anon. Besides that they felt God talking to them, so this is the basic idea where the Chaver is summing up what he expressed individually in his Taich of Elokim and Hashem in this type of a discussion.
Wouldn't now, Hashem have been more exact than Elokim in this Haris HaDibros? Elokim's a generalization. Shem Hashem is Hashem.
Well, one is personal, and one is the general idea. Anochi, it says Hashem. Alokeach Hashem, it says Hashem. Lo yeh Hashem Achirim. The words don't have meaning. It's like Lo yeh Alecha Ruvein Achirim. Once you give a personal name, so it means Hashem is this God. Now a person might say, okay, he's Hashem, and then there's the Son that has its own power, or there's the Satan who has his own power. So to say Hashem Acherim is not Shaya, because Hashem is the personal name. And the Elohim is, even though we consider that Kadosh, we consider it God's name because we believe in a single God, but the idea that human beings are capable of thinking up other names of God is an accepted idea.
And this would seem to fit well with what it says in Oz Yoshir. Hashem Yishmuchama, Hashem Shmo, Yudkei Vavkei Shmo, because it's all about the personal relationship with Yitzchak.
It should be, and I'm not a Baki Tanakh, that the word Shema about God should only be next to Hashem, never next to Elohim. That's what comes out from here. If you find Elohim Shema someplace, we'll have to see how he explains it. Maybe someone will ask the Kasha, I don't know.
But,
right. Excuse me?
Moira is a
Shmi Shem HaMiyucha. We call it Shem HaMiyucha. It fits very well. Shem HaMiyucha, the individualized name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, what the Rambam, it's an old, I call it a mystery or a challenge to know what the Rambam saw in Greek philosophy. And what the Greeks, what?
The Arab philosophers took out the Greeks. He took it from the Arabs.
It seems everyone took something from the Greeks.
Everybody what?
I don't know about the Eastern religions, but every part of Western culture took something from the early Greeks. And I think you have to understand that the Bittul Yitzra Avodah Zarah, the Bittul Yitzra Avodah Zarah was in the Bayis Sheni. It was 40 years into the Bayis Sheni is the number brought, which is the time of Alexander the Great. Alexander was a disciple of Socrates. When the Yitzra Avodah Zarah of Aristotle. Well, Socrates had a disciple Plato, had a disciple Aristotle, and his disciple was Alexander. So that's the Zugais, the generations. But the point is that when the Yetzer Hara Avodah Zarah passed from the world, it's sort of a different period in the world. It's a whole different period. Now, what filled the void were the Greek philosophers. And to their credit, there are a lot of things the Greek is Yafta Lekim Liefes. But Yaflakim Yefes is an idea. They recognize the idea of inherent good and evil. That good and evil are inherent, their idealism, good and evil are something inherent in, they called it inherent in the person. That every person has inherent in him an understanding of good and evil. Like, Kimasa Asas Adam Yashar, God made a man with the Yashras. The whole, I shouldn't say the whole, but the basic tenet of the books of Plato, Plato's the one who wrote, is that a person within himself can find all knowledge. Everybody is born with knowledge, has to be developed. His ability to express it has to be developed. But to come to conclusions, the Greeks held that a person can ponder and figure out all the mathematics and idealism, the idea of right and wrong is also a person has within him. It's likely, I'm guessing, that that's what the Rambam saw. It's also interesting that I think what they call today in the law school the Socrates method. Socratic method. What's the Socratic method? It means that you can come to conclusions through debate and argument. Right? That's the idea. That through debate and argument, most of Plato's books, maybe all of him, are conversations. So that idea, if you think about it, is the method the Gemara uses. The Gemara is not the rule book. It's not the rule book for baseball. You look at baseball rule book, you don't have debates back and forth. You know, it says rules. Shas, nothing like that. So, well, Tarshav could have been a list of rules if that was what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted us to have. It's clear from the Shas that we understand that that's not what the Rebbe Shalom wanted us to have. The Rebbe Shalom wanted us to delve into his intentions and the meaning of the Torah. So very, there was in the Greek method, there was something there. There was something, but the Rambam saw something in them. He said that that they're close to, as close as a person could get to godliness. He saw something. He really did see something. And there's a lot to it. But alright, for here, though, we have something clear in a chapter that's been till now confusing, which was the idea, right? That's why the Kuzar asked for clarity. We have now clarity in Teich, in Hashem Elokeinu, in Hashem Elokim. I have a feeling that if we sit down and try to make a list of psukim that are clarified by this, that we would do well. That we would see that by understanding the Teich of Hashem Elokeinu as he presents it, it's an extraordinarily smooth pshat for the Kuzari, which is usually very complicated. So that Elokim is the conceptual God that an honest thinking person would believe in. And the personal God is the Hashem, is the Havaya, the Shem HaMiyucha, the individualized name. So this is what he says. He says, Yeshakaru Hashem, Yeshakaru Ha'odain, All right. What should be Ha'adai, right? Ha'adai Hashem. Kvashem, Kuma Hashem, Shuva Hashem. Binucha. V'alo l'kim b'srua, Hashem v'kal shayfer. Hey, Mahayu writes him, Aron Hashem. Okay, I'm not sure what he refers to as the Aron. I guess I'll leave that for next time. But, alright, at least we have something clear from the whole back and forth of the Shem Havaya. We have here, I think, a little bit of clarity. And, okay, I'm going to try to do is write the rule. I like lists. I have in my notebook pages, I have lists. Some of them never develop, and some of them do develop. But I think this, over time, will develop into a list of places that we understand things. By understanding the difference in Hashem and Elohim, different things that will become clear. If it works, you'll hear from me again on the topic.
Hashem, who Elohim? What do you say? Hashem is our personal God. Who Elohim?
He is the Elohim that intellect says has to exist.
The what?
Intellect says there has to be a God. So the Baal said that he's the God. Others say he's the God. So the Kali Yisrael said, Hashem, who Elohim? God is the God who calls himself by the proper name Hashem. He's the Elohim.